Hi, dictation for Joseph William, J-O-S-C-P-H, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of service is 2/24/2022. Date of birth is 11/5/73. Joseph William is representing for a follow-up visit today on 2/24. Sorry, the date of service is 2/24/2022. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation for ongoing severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, which is 10, with radiation to the right upper arm up to the right elbow. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the right shoulder and right knee. Right knee he injured on a fall, right shoulder on a previous motor vehicle or accident. They are associated with numbness, tingling, pains and needles, and muscle weakness in bladder bowel, incontinence. And he suffers from schizophrenia, paranoia, as well as bronchitis, chronic cough, irregular heartbeat, hypertension. Has a right knee repair. Despite that, he still has a lot of pain. He's been seen by DMC Hospital Orthopedic Department. In addition, patient brought his recent MRI that shows that there is a herniated disc at L5-S1 as well as retrolisthesis at L4-L5 and L2-L3. Along with this, there is multiple other issues that are found. And in the thoracic region, patient has significant amount of bulging disc at T4, T5, T56, T67, T78, T89, T910, T1011, and has a significant amount of spondylosis, foramina stenosis, and herniated disc at T78, with leading to spinal canal stenosis at this level, along with the protrusion, disc protrusion. The patient has multiple findings and the review of the, and then there is a herniated disc at T3, T4, as well as bulging disc at T2, T3. In the cervical spine, patient has a bulging disc at C4-5 with the C5-6 and C7-T1. With no significant spinal stenosis. The MRI for the shoulder is not present in the record. These MRIs were ordered by Dr. Edurado, E-D-U-A-R-D-O, last name, O-T like Tom E-R-O, dash L-O-P-E-R-E-N-A. However, he was receiving pain medication there and nothing else done. He has an extensive amount of physical therapy. The patient reported that he never had any epidural injections. And currently the pain level is 8 to 10 and unrelieved by the current treatment protocol. However, patient does report that 80% improvement in pain is achieved when he takes pain medications. And ADLs that are affected are general activity mood 10. Work and relationship with people, and enjoyment of life is affected 10, walking ability is affected 6. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports of headaches associated with vision disturbance, ear ringing, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, depression, loss of memory. However, there is no associated dizziness, vertigo, double vision, seizures. In the pain and numbness, patient has a generalized pain focusing on the right knee, right shoulder, wrist and hand on the right side, right elbow, neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as in stiffness in the shoulder, neck, lower back and jaw. Difficulty walking is present. However, the patient does not use any cane to walk with. He has been provided with all kind of braces. And in the GI, patient suffers from constipation, digestive problem, and contents of the bowel. But there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is a incontinence of the urine and painful urination. And there is no frequency of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing, coughing, shortness of breath, The patient denies any asthma, chest pain. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has slightly improved, but it's not completely gone. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are narco. And patient utilizes marijuana for pain relief. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medicine regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 124 over 81, pulse is 72, and pulse of 99. And the rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 2/10/2022. I don't have the dictation number at this time. Please copy and paste from the previous visit. The plan of care is to continue his pain medication, Norco 10 over 3, 25 to 12 hours, for 30 days, 60 tablets. The patient meds for reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The patient has been informed that this is a temporary measure for writing opiates. He eventually will be referred back to his primary care physician. We are contemplating to provide 4 to 6 shots of a LESI to the lower back, and then in the thoracic region at T8-9, as well as in the surgical region to bring him reasonable relief. And we'll dig into the medical records that are voluminous to find out any issue with the right shoulder. Right knee has already been operated. I don't think I am planning to do any help here. And if we see in 30 days time, we'll go from there. He'll however continue. He will be scheduled for a LESI tomorrow, and then every 15 days we'll do one LESI. Thank you.